Hi everybody, I'm Pat.
And I'm Christopher, and we're here to teach you English for you.
Yep, today we're going to be looking at a Discovery article about the island of Cyprus. So Chris, what do you know about this country?
I know it's an island, but you just told me that. I believe it is in Europe.
Yes.
And it may or may not be known for the fruit called the kumquat.
I'm not sure, that's a really interesting point. I know that Cyprus has got a mixture of Greek and Turkish culture. It's very close to both countries. And we're going to look at some of its culture today through its food and its cooking. Chris, do you cook?
I do cook. I like to cook a lot. I've never cooked Cypriot food, but how about you?
Not Cypriot. I have cooked a couple of Greek foods, so I imagine there are some similarities. We'll have to find out. Let's take a look at this article and find out about Cyprus and its food.
Reading. My Cypriot Kitchen. Cyprus is an island country in the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea. Due to its location, its culture has been influenced greatly by nearby Turkey and Greece. The island's cuisine is the particular focus of TLC's show My Cypriot Kitchen. Host Tanya Buxton, a native Cypriot, takes viewers on a journey through her homeland to experience the flavors that make it special. For Buxton, food and family are closely connected. This connection becomes strongest during the important Christian holiday of Easter. Believers fast for 40 days before Easter Sunday, not eating meat or dairy during those weeks. So, when the holiday finally arrives, families are more than ready for a delicious feast. Buxton sparks off the celebrations by cooking traditional flounis cakes with her cousins and aunts. Fresh mint and cinnamon give these simple cakes a zesty flavor. Then she visits a chocolatier with her two daughters to make enormous eggshells out of all-natural Cyprus chocolate. Finally, on Easter, her Uncle Eddie roasts huge skewers of meat for the entire family to enjoy. What a treat after a long fast.
Okay, our article begins, Cyprus is an island country in the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, and for those of you who aren't sure where the Mediterranean is, it's the long sea between Europe at the top and Africa at the bottom. So Mediterranean countries are ones like Spain, Italy, Greece, and also North African countries like Egypt and Algeria. And Mediterranean means middle of the earth, because in the old days, people thought that was the middle of the earth.
Ah, and we have in the middle of Mediterranean is the word terra, which means earth.
Earth, exactly.
Yeah. Ah.
So Cyprus is at the eastern part of this, okay? And the article goes on to say that due to its location, its culture has been influenced greatly by nearby Turkey and Greece. So these two countries have had a lot to do with the makeup of Cyprus and its culture.
That's good. And the article continues, the island's cuisine is the particular focus of TLC's show, My Cypriot Kitchen. Now, cuisine is a French word, and it actually, it's just a noun, and it means a style of cooking.
That's right. We spell cuisine C-U-I-S-I-N-E, cuisine. So, Chris, can you give us an example sentence with that?
Yes, I can. Taiwanese cuisine has a high reputation in Asia.
It does. It's very good. A lot of people know it. We also saw the word there, Cypriot. So just to explain, Cypriot is the adjective form for something from Cyprus or a person from Cyprus. So I am from England. I am English. He is from Cyprus. He is Cypriot.
Right. Very good. And someone from Taiwan is Taiwanese.
Exactly.
Or from America, or the United States is American.
Yes. We also saw the word focus. F-O-C-U-S. Focus. And the focus means the central or the main point of something.
Right. And here's an example, for focus. Mm. The focus of today's history class is the causes of World War I.
Okay. So what this sentence means in the article is that the focus, the main thing about the article, is cooking from Cyprus. Okay. And the article goes on to explain a little more. It says, host Tonya Buxton, a native Cypriot, that word again, takes viewers on a journey through her homeland to experience the flavors that make it special.
Ah, very good. So we see the word, or you hear the word, homeland, and that's a noun, and it just means the country where you were born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat's homeland is England, and mine is the United States.
Yep, so homeland is H-O-M-E-L-A-N-D.
One
homeland. Word. Homeland, yeah, all one word, not a gap between them.
Yeah.
The article continues, for Buxton, food and family are closely connected. Is that the same for you, Chris?
Yes and no. I mean, half of my family, I have two halves. I have my father's side and my mother's.
Okay.
And on my mother's side, we tend to do food and family things. But less now than when I was younger. It used to be every week.
Yeah, certainly for me, when I think of going back home and meeting my family, we'll always get together for a meal. And often around Christmas and Boxing Day, very big meals that involve everybody coming and some special food. So I understand what the presenter or host means when she says food and family are closely connected.
Now, I feel as if Buxton lives still in Cyprus, and so this kind of like family gathering is common. Mm-hmm. But for you and I, we both live in Taiwan.
True.
And I think that maybe when we return home and we have that family time, that meal together, I feel that maybe it's a little more special for us because it's not an every week thing.
For sure, yeah. Mm. The article continues, this connection becomes strongest during the Christian holiday of Easter. Okay, so Easter is the time when, according to the Christian belief, Jesus died and then, after 3 days, came back to life. And Easter is a celebration of Christ's, of Jesus's return. And there are different special days during the Easter holiday. Mm. They say Good Friday is the Friday before it, and then Easter Sunday is the day when he rose.
The article continues, believers fast for 40 days before Easter Sunday, not eating meat or dairy during those weeks.
Wow, that's a long time. We'll explain fast in a moment. Let's just look at the word believer. B-E-L-I-E-V-E-R. Believer. A person who believes is a believer. We also talk about the people who follow a particular faith being believers. For example, believers in Christianity celebrate the birth of Jesus on December 25th.
That's right. Now, we'll also now explain the word fast, which we just saw there. And it's spelled F-A-S-T, but it's a verb.
Yeah, not an adjective in this case. Fast as a verb.
Right, and it means to go without food or certain types of food for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's 40 days.
Yeah, it's known as Lent in the Christian belief system.
Right, and here's an example sentence for fast.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims fast during the entire month of Ramadan and cannot eat between sunrise and sunset.
Yeah, Ramadan is the ninth month in the Muslim calendar, and during that time they have to get up early and they eat and they drink during that time, and as soon as the sun's up, no eating, no drinking until the sun goes down again. So it's a very kind of holy experience. People do it because they feel like they want to give something up and show their faith.
Now, I have a question about that. During the day, what if it's like a very hot day and they're getting dehydrated?
There are some cases where it's permitted to at least take on water. They're allowed to drink. For example, there are some Muslim sports players who are allowed to drink to keep themselves from getting really sick during the course of the day.
Okay. I imagine you'd have to have a big breakfast to have the energy to play a sport like cricket. Ugh. Wow. And we also have used the word dairy.
Mm.
And that's another noun. And it's any food containing milk or milk products, like cheese or yogurt.
Yeah, cream, something like that.
Or the, in Taiwan they have yakult, or like
dolgo,
or whatever. So that has dairy in it as well.
Sure.
And here's an example sentence for dairy is, some people have problems eating dairy.
They will feel sick because they can't really eat it properly.
Yeah.
Dairy, which is spelled D-A-I-R-Y, can also mean the building where cows are milked and dairy products are made. So there are a couple of different meanings for dairy, so be careful. Here, it means food made with milk or out of milk.
Right. Should we get back to the article?
Sure. It continues. So, when the holiday finally arrives, that's Easter, after 40 days of fasting, when the holiday finally arrives, families are more than ready for a delicious feast.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, a feast is just a big meal.
Right. Buxton sparks off the celebrations by cooking traditional flowns.
Difficult word, that one.
But we don't say the S, we just say flown.
Flown, that's right.
Even though there's an S, you just say flown.
Yeah, it's flown. In Greek, so don't worry about how to pronounce that one too much.
Yeah.
But the article also explains what these are. It says cakes, so flowns are cakes, flown cakes, and she cooks them with her cousin and her aunt.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, we saw in that sentence the phrasal verb spark off, And to spark off means to start something. And we usually use it to talk about an energetic activity. So cooking here is obviously a very active thing. And so they spark it off, they start it. Another example sentence is, the controversial move sparked off a heated debate. So it started an energetic and heated debate.
That's right. And we can also say something like, when the Olympics happened, we could say it sparked off the events. So like the very first, like the parade that they had in the beginning or the opening activity.
Yeah.
You could say it sparked off the Olympics.
Exactly. It's also today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick look at that video.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how was lunch with your brother?
It went well. We talked for quite a while.
Yes, I can tell. It lasted 2 hours.
That's because I told him about our idea of opening a restaurant.
What did he think about it?
It sparked off a great conversation.
Sparks? That sounds really dangerous.
To spark off means to get something started.
Gotcha! Spark off means 引爆, 开始.
Exactly. The comment sparked off a big conversation about what kind of restaurant to open and where.
I think it would be great if he could help us out with it.
I agree.
Who knows? Maybe we could spark off a new food trend in the city.
I hope so. But before we can spark off anything else, all this food talk has sparked off my appetite.
So hopefully that video sparked off your interest in learning some more idioms.
But I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Back to the article.
All right. Fresh mint and cinnamon give these simple cakes, the flona, cakes a zesty flavor.
Exactly.
Right. Zesty is an adjective. Full of zest or an agreeable, lively taste, usually caused by the use of lemon or orange peel as a flavor ingredient. Now, orange peel or lemon peel is the actual rind.
The outside.
Right, of the fruit. And you see drinks sometimes with little peels.
Mm.
And they use it by shaving off the top layer.
So zesty is spelled Z-E-S-T-Y. And here's an example sentence. My mum adds orange peel to her muffins to give them a zesty taste.
Wow, that sounds appetizing. But I think we should continue the article.
Okay.
Then she visits a chocolatier with her two daughters to make enormous eggshells out of all-natural Cyprus chocolate.
Wow, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
A chocolatier is someone who makes things out of chocolate. Now, this is different from just someone who makes chocolate. They use the chocolate to make interesting things. And France has some of the most skilled chocolatiers in the world.
Okay, we also use the word enormous,
mm-hmm.
spelled E-N-O-R-M-O-U-S, enormous. And that just means really big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an example. Blue whales are enormous animals.
Yeah, we also saw the word eggshells, which is just the shell or outside of an egg.
Right. Now, here's the end of our article. Finally, on Easter, her Uncle Eddie roasts huge skewers of meat for the entire family to enjoy.
Yep, and the word roast, R-O-A-S-T, roast means to cook food over flames or in a dry heat, like an oven, okay? So if you roast meat for too long, it will end up being too dry.
Right, and I said skewer. It's a long, thin piece of wood or metal often used with food and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of shove it through the food.
Yes. And so you might see skewers at a night market, and you use the little wooden ones to pick up the food and eat it. You stab them, eat it.
Right. Okay. What a treat after a long fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep, and that is the end of the article, so let's move on to our For You chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what is one traditional food you know from another culture? Chris.
Okay, I know a few different things, but one thing I particularly like is Swedish food, or specifically their breakfast. They use a lot of grains and nuts in yogurt. And they also take hard-boiled eggs, and they cut it in half,
mm-hmm.
and they put a dollop of, or a little scoop of mayonnaise on top of them, and then they maybe add salt or parsley. And I quite like that, as well as grapefruit. They eat pink grapefruit.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. Anybody who's watched these videos for a while will know that I love curry. I love Indian food, and that is traditional food from India, curry, made not always with hot spices, but always with quite a lot of different spices and flavors. And I really enjoy eating Indian food. I think it is absolutely delicious.
Now, my question is, does that have something to do with your family's culture?
Maybe. My grandmother was born in India, so maybe that's where I get my love of curry from.
Ah.
All right, guys, that is the end of today's article, but part two of the article will come tomorrow, so don't forget to tune in and watch us then. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My Cypriot Kitchen. Cyprus is an island country in the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea. Due to its location, its culture has been influenced greatly by nearby Turkey and Greece. The island's cuisine is the particular focus of TLC's show My Cypriot Kitchen. Host Tanya Buffston, a native Cypriot, takes viewers on a journey through her homeland to experience the flavors that make it special. For Buffston, food and family are closely connected. This connection becomes strongest during the important Christian holiday of Easter. Believers fast for 40 days before Easter Sunday, not eating meat or dairy during those weeks. So, when the holiday finally arrives, families are more than ready for a delicious feast. Buxton sparks off the celebrations by cooking traditional flounus cakes with her cousins and aunts. Fresh mint and cinnamon give these simple cakes a zesty flavor. Then she visits a chocolatier with her two daughters to make enormous eggshells out of all-natural Cyprus chocolate. Finally, on Easter, Her Uncle Eddie roasts huge skewers of meat for the entire family to enjoy. What a treat after a long fast. Vocabulary Review. Focus. The focus of this cooking class is to learn more about healthy foods. Homeland. Because of the war, people in Syria were forced to leave their homeland. Fast. People sometimes fast for weeks or months as part of their religion. Dairy. Cheese and yogurt are dairy products because they are made of milk. Enormous. The tour group saw an enormous amount of candy bars at the chocolate factory. Roast. Roasting is the most common way to cook duck and turkey meat.